members that are in attendance, for committee, the secretariat. I believe that we had a very short constituency period, but a very helpful one, because the month of April remains very significant in the calendar of events in South Africa. It's a month when the people of South Africa celebrate their freedom, first democratic elections, and quite a number of other events took place in the month of April. All of us are aware that the date for democratic local government elections was announced, and therefore all political parties in our country have been taking public platforms to introduce their manifestos. And I guess that's why this term will be a bit short to allow for all of us to engage meaningfully with the rest of the public on the upcoming local government election on the 3rd of August. So members, the agenda for our meeting is the consideration of the final mandate on the division of revenue bill. It is expected that provinces will indicate their position regarding the division of revenue, and also will consider the adoption of the draft report on the division of revenue. And just to remind members, in our committee meeting at Dodge, we circulated the report, the draft report, also requesting members to submit their input on the report. But however, I will allow members to express a view because the indication I got from the secretariat that there was not a formal submission input received from members, indicating maybe that members agree with the report, but the report was, as expected, improved to include recommendations, which remains very important on areas that should be followed on or guide our activities as a committee. So I'll draw members' attention also to the page 16 of the report that has the recommendation. So as I indicated, members, the purpose therefore for our meeting very clear is to consider submission of final mandates. And then I will allow that we deal with these consideration final mandates on the first item of our agenda alphabetically, as we normally do. Just before that, I'll allow the secretariat to indicate apologies. Can I accept the apologies?
Thank you, Sir President. Good morning, members. We received two apologies from Mr. Ntuleni and Mr. Isaac. Thank you, Sir President.
Thanks. Those are apologies for the two members. Honorable Ntuleni Limpopo and Honorable Isaac Mpumanga are not here, so the apologies are recorded as such. Can I request Honorable Gaila from the Eastern Cape to indicate? Okay, sorry. Honorable Dashupin.
Good morning. Thanks, Honorable Chair. I wanted to put this up front that the DLO for the Northwest apparently is running helter-skelter here outside to bring the final mandate. I'm afraid that when you arrive at the province, I will not be using the mandate with me, but will arrive in due course. So I wanted it to be noted.
Okay, no, thanks for that notice. In a province where there is no final mandate, I'll request the secretariat just to indicate the status, what is it, the engagement, so that we on record with all the provinces. Thanks, honorable member. So the first province will be in Cape, State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and then the list will follow alphabetically. Honorable Gaila on the Eastern Cape.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Eastern Cape, in its meeting on the 21st of April, voted in favor of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gaila. The Free State, I'll ask the Secretariat to indicate what is the situation.
Okay, thank you, Sir President. This morning we were informed by our colleague from Free State that the legislature is sitting at 2. So they are not going to be able to submit a final mandate. However, a voting mandate will be submitted in time for the House.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Gauteng, Honorable Mutar.
Thank you, Chair. Gauteng provincial legislature vote in favor of the bill.
Gauteng vote in favor of the bill. Thanks very much. KwaZulu-Natal, Honorable Weep.
Thank you, Chair. KwaZulu-Natal legislature vote in favor of the bill.
Okay, and can as well handle Limpopo and Mpumalanga. Okay, Limpopo, Secretariat, can I explain?
Okay, thank you, President. Gloria Sobias explained the issue of the final mandate that has not been submitted earlier on. With respect to Limpopo, the final mandate was submitted. However, it has got some mistakes. So we will send it back and we advise them to correct them. So this morning they informed us that they were in the process of correcting those mistakes. As soon as they have corrected them and the mandate is correct, they are going to submit it. I suspect probably even with them, they might not make it on time for this meeting. So it will be delivered for the voting mandate. However, looking at the number of final mandates that have been submitted, which now they are 7, so we don't have a problem because the minimum that we need is 5. So in this case, we're for 7. So thank you, Chair.
Thanks for the explanation on Limpopo. Mpumalanga, Honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Mpumalanga legislature votes in favor of the bill.
Thanks very much. Malanga, Northern Cape, Honorable Shah.
On the chairperson, Northern Cape, voice in favor of the bill.
Thanks, Honorable Shah. Honorable Mutashupi, one more time.
Say, I want to have a colleague of Terima, Yari Malanga Mudula too.
Thanks very much. Honorable Terrorist, Western Cape Province.
Chairperson, Western Cape also voted in favor of the bill. Thank you, sir.
No, thanks very much, Honorable Sir. That concludes the voting mandate with the explanations on those provinces that have not recorded their final mandate. And thank you very much. So then we'll go to the second item, consideration of the report. You will receive the right report, Honorable Members, that got recommendations and so forth. It's no longer in the draft form like in George. So if you want me to start page by page, we can do so. Or you want to make a general comment on the report, you are welcome. Honorable Chair.
Not on the report, but I think we must just for a minute, take the minute to acknowledge the issues raised and the reply by the National Treasury. This document that it becomes part of the minute. So it is very important this feedback we receive, because this is what we can pass on to our provinces, feedback from places.
Okay, now that's in order to acknowledge the formal responses for the Treasury, so that it's become part of our documentation. Thanks for that. Yes, Honorable Nkara.
Thank you, Chair. Just a correction on page 1 of the report. The second last paragraph, the Minister's initials are incorrect. It's PJ.
Okay. There is no intention to change the initials of the minister, so we agree with the correction. On page, okay, Honorable Sarpi.
No, I thought you were making general comments.
Yeah, no, you are you welcome.
By page or general.
General comments.
What I wanted to say, Chen, is that I have gone through the report since submitted the draft, and I propose that this report be adopted by the committee as a true reflection of what transpired. Thank you. Rather than going page by page, because we were given a chance to go through it, except the recommendation correctly.
Thank you. Honorable Tashupin. Honorable Tashupin says it helps us truly the spirit of the discussion since we consider the division. Honorable Isaac. Honorable Gaila. No, my apologies. Well, I'm reading something here that does Isaac. Sorry.
Chairperson, I haven't got through the report. I support a proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gaila. Honorable Charles.
Chairperson, I want to compliment the staff for drafting this documentation, specific the report and your input as chair. Looking at the recommendations, Chairperson, those recommendations are very serious. When we call the National Treasury to report in 30 days or what the case may be on the Human Settlements Department, let us also call the Human Settlements Department to be present. When we deal with a specific department, say Treasury, that specific department also be there. I think that will assist us a lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Charles. Well, the only indication is that the point 6.4 repeats its repetition to 6.3, but that will be just handled in the final report. So members, there's no objection that the report be adopted. So the report is adopted accordingly by committee. Yeah, but in order for us to record it appropriately, because it will indicate the chair that the report was adopted by who the mover and the second. Oh, you moved. Honorable Tashubi moved. Honorable Gaila seconded. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. We have got 2 sets of minutes, Honorable Members, that we should consider: 12th April and the 20th April. 12th April, many of you were present, except the chair. And Honorable Matrashu King. So what are your comments in dealing with your minutes of the 12th of April? Are they correct? Okay, let's go page by page. First page, apologies to members absent one. We had ALGA, we had all organizations present. No question on first page, eh? Page two, correct. And then Honorable DBA was the chair. Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6,
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Move for the adoption of the minutes by Honorable Gaila, Honorable Mutara.
Chair, second.
Second that. And the acting chair will sign the minutes according. Thanks very much. Good. Minutes of the 20th April. Absent was Mutireni and Honorable Mdileni and Zimande. First page, the first page, correct. Second page, Okay, that page. Okay. We presented all provinces presented their negotiating mandate. That was good. And the last page, Honorable Mr. Bing.
No, okay, before I move, I'm just getting worried about the perpetual absenteeism of the Honorable Kieni in this meeting. I'm not sure if the economic freedom fighters are still participating or they have withdrawn their member from participation in particular here. I'm not sure. But however, I move for the adoption of the name.
Okay. Honorable Mkileni moves. Earlier we indicated that Honorable...
No, I didn't see
no. Earlier we indicated... No. Earlier we indicated that Honorable Mkileni provided the apology. So that is when the first I wanted to start with. There's an apology that we considered when we started the meeting of two members, Honorable Isaac and Honorable Mkileni. Now, the concern is raised. However, we normally will always understand the situation. The member has apologized. So, Honorable Mutashuping has moved that the minutes be adopted. Honorable Kaila?
Chairperson, I second. However, I'm worried that it seems you're still in confronting in Free State. Can you please be with us in this meeting here?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. I'm fully with you. Any other matter? What else do you consider? You want to comment on the program of the committee? Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's a recap, President. Next week on Tuesday, the 10th, we are meeting the Western Cape Provincial Department of Culture and the Treasury. They will be presenting on the third and fourth quarter municipal infrastructure grant. So we're going to follow like the process that was adopted by the committee at the beginning of the term, that we interact with provinces before taking it to the next phase of visiting for over 2 years. So we are going to start with that process for Western Cape. And then a week after next week, the National Treasury will brief the committee on municipal infrastructure grant rollover. The idea is to look at it in terms of over the past 5 years, how National Treasury has been handling the request of rollovers and all this stuff. And the last meeting, it will be the consideration of allocation bill and adoption of that report. So we have three meetings now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that indication, Zolani.
Thanks, sir. From us here, we are supposed to have a meeting tomorrow, but unfortunately, the bill is still with a standing committee on finance. To me, when they indicated earlier last term, everything was going to be finalized, tables in the house. Unfortunately, to them, you know how they operate. So we don't have a meeting tomorrow, but next week we are dealing with the provincial treasurers the Wednesday and the Friday, and also the following week, Wednesday and Friday. Thanks.
Honorable Chair.
Chairperson, just to add, and it's a serious addition, it's the process of processing the bills in the National Assembly. You will also see in the program we are supposed to deal with two bills later in the month on the 25th, the Financial Sector Regulation Bill and the Insurance Bill. Now this is also still in the National Assembly with committee. So it affects process in the NCP. We would have preferred to deal with this in May, so we are waiting. But it looks like that we're going to take this to August. But we'll keep everyone on board in terms of what is happening. And yes, on the meeting chair of the 11th of May, we're supposed to meet with Gauteng and KZN on the provincial treasuries. KZN submitted a request that they get another date, so I requested Mr. Renter to see where we can fit in KZN before we depart from Cape Town for the election at the end of May. Anything else from your side? Nothing. Thank you, Chair. That's all.
Okay. Thanks very much, Honorable Chair. I think matters that relate to programming and some concerns on how we process legislation, I think we'll always, as we normally do, impress upon our whip to do the utmost best to help the committee to have the appropriate time to deal with this matter. But thank you very much for this information. But I also want to draw the attention of members that we received now the Limpopo final mandate has been circulated to all members now. And then it will be noted as such in our... What? Oh, okay. No. But yeah, let's just note the voting mandate. It's for the House. Thanks very much. Thanks, members. Okay. Thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned.